Welcome to AI Chatbot Success. I'm host Scott Hankins. Join us in our journey as we roll up our sleeves and implement AI chatbots into company tech stacks, pushing the limits of this new technology. We'll share with you what works, what doesn't work, and game-changing golden nuggets that you can use for your organization's AI chatbot success. All right. Welcome to this episode where we're talking about an incredible way to get to know your customers better than ever before. So when customers started migrating away from the physical storefront into the online storefront, we all scrambled to understand how we can develop different ways to get to know the customer. So we found ways like we could use data analytics to identify things like purchase history, browsing patterns, and so forth. This is also when CRMs really became a necessity so that we could store information about a customer and their company and to know who we're even talking to when they call in or whatever the case might be there. We also had to start relying on online feedback, whether it was through a form or social media, collecting reviews and finding ways to engage there. Chatbots give us an opportunity to go even a layer deeper, an opportunity to know our customers even better than ever before, dare I say. A properly configured chatbot will collect data that you've never had access to and then gives you the ability to share that data with employees or to even alert the right people in your organization so they can take action if needed. Before we talk about how to accomplish this, let's take a step back into the psychology of a person talking with a chatbot. So in 1966, Elijah, one of the first chatbots, was programmed to simulate a psychotherapist. So what did they do? They had Elijah talk with different people, and they learned something very interesting. Elijah would start having these conversations, and even though Elijah was not very good at holding a conversation, people opened up to Elijah and started telling Elijah things that was a little bit surprising during this study back in the late 60s. How does that translate into today? Well, today, visitors and customers, they will ask your chatbot questions that they might be a little bit hesitant to ask a human. And these conversations that people are having with your chatbot can provide valuable insights if you're properly collecting the data. So if you're wondering how to get started, how do you collect this data? It sounds complicated and so forth. Well, it's a lot easier than you might think. The best way to get started is with conversation tags, also referred to as conversation topic tags. What is a conversation topic tag? Let's say that somebody's chatting with their chatbot and they ask about your paid support plans. That conversation, and that person for that matter, could be tagged with a conversation topic that is titled paid support. Now imagine how valuable this single conversation tag could be. Once you have that tag, then you could use it for targeted, personalized marketing. You could perhaps use it to let an account manager know that this client, you know, has been asking about paid support plans. That could be used as an upsell, or it could be used to identify a client that's having a problem. And either way, having that tag is valuable information that, when combined with other information, can really be used for good and can be valuable. Now, these tags can be set up manually, or they could be set up automatically. You could go in and train a chatbot on a conversation topic or conversation tag, and once they learn that and understand that, then as it comes up in conversations, then automation would tag that conversation and or that person. You could also let your chatbot use a simple form of machine learning to listen to all conversations and start identifying patterns between everybody that's chatting with the chatbot, and to automatically create tags on its own And of course, you could use both strategies. It doesn't take very long to set up and to start leveraging. However, the ROI really is huge. These tags can be so valuable. So let's just talk about a few different ways that you could choose to use these tags. So you could display them for customer support members. So when somebody reaches out to your company and you're offering support, you could literally have it in your support agent's window to show perhaps, let's just say, the five most recent conversation topics. As your live support agent starts talking with somebody, they can instantly know kind of what's been going on just by looking at these tags. It's quick data, valuable data to give them the snapshot. Another way is by triggering automation. Perhaps there's a conversation where somebody starts asking about what is your cancellation policy, and if you use that piece of data and that tag and cross-reference it with other items like what is their renewal date, and if you discover that the renewal date is a long ways off, then now you know, okay, with that criteria, you want to set off an alert, perhaps an email notification, to their assigned account manager, which your chatbot also should know. And then that account manager could reach out and contact them, or at least be aware and you know, take some steps to make sure that they're getting the support and the help that they need. Another way is through reporting. Like I've talked about it before, but I'll say it again, you could run these like bubble charts to understand what's important to your customers. You could have different reports. You know, you could have one that is filtered by support topics. You could have another that is filtered by feature requests. And then you can take those feature requests and you can compare them to your roadmap. You might discover that you're not on the right path. What your customers really want and need might be one thing that you discover through these conversation topic tags, and your roadmap might be going down a different road. You can also use it for items like customer event timelines. This one is a huge one. Another one is personalized marketing. You could use this to identify how you can personalize your marketing efforts for that client or customer. Another one would be the overall sentiment. You could rate the sentiment, give it a score, and determine how happy or unhappy that customer is. Really important information, especially when you can compare it to everyone else in your data pool, and then you know where you need to put your efforts so you truly can make sure that your customers are happy. If you have a retention tool like our customer events timeline, then you could use these tags as what we call in our product pulse indicators. And these pulse indicators would pick up and then they could stamp an event on your customer journey timeline. Now imagine if account managers have a timeline for each account that not only has items like the contract renewal date, but also could have these pulse indicators that show certain things that might be important in their conversation, like a cancellation risk or a product add-on for the support plans. So really, the takeaway that I hope that you have here is that you can leverage these conversations through these conversation topic tags to better understand what is important to your customer, what they need help with, how you can do a better job to support them and guide your journey with them. So this might sound like a lot, but I'm telling you, it really is not. The tools are already there. This is a golden nugget that you really don't want to miss out on. This is huge. And you don't have to take on the entire world of chatbot capabilities at once. But the key is to find just a few golden nuggets that provide real-world ROI that you can integrate with your company or business processes. And I'm telling you, this is one of those golden nuggets you really don't want to miss. So I hope that this has spurred some ideas for you and you can see how valuable these conversation topic tags can be. And be sure and join us on our next episode where we'll be picking up this same conversation and we're going to talk about how you can leverage these conversation tags and take them to the next level with automated customer event timelines so that you really get some true insight of your customers. If you'd like to learn more about how your organization can leverage a chatbot to fill your company's specific needs, like always, simply go to our website and just ask our chatbot Sparky, and Sparky can set up a demo or a meeting to where we can give you a little bit of guidance so that you're headed off in the right direction. Thanks for taking the time to join me. My name is Scott Hankins, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.